answer the phone.
Elvis Duran. The Elvis Duran phone tap.
All right, Terry's on the phone, and what you got going on today?
Okay, well, I have a really jealous boyfriend. He doesn't like it, but he knows that me and my girls go out. And we went to this place, Suba, on Saturday. And I want you to say that you met me there. And the two of us really hit it off or whatever. So you're calling him up, basically, to let him know, you know, that he and I are no longer. And now it's you and me.
Any special reason why you want us to do this?
Because he's ridiculously jealous. And just to kind of throw that in his face, you know.
Hang out. We're going to call him now.
Okay.
Hello.
Hey, is this Jim?
Yeah, who's this?
Jim, hey, what's up, man? This is Willie.
Willie who?
Willie Dewar. Listen.
Willie who?
Dewar, D-E-W-A-R.
Yeah, what can I do for you?
Your girlfriend didn't have the heart to call you, so I figured I'd call for her. She met me at Suba over the weekend, and she gave me your cell phone number. You know, I bought her a couple of beers, and things went really well between us. We have a lot in common.
Yeah, so big deal. Congratulations. What do you want from me?
I wanted to see her again is what I wanted to do.
You want to? You got some case, pal.
We hung out for like 2 hours. We were talking all about you.
She was talking about me to you? What's your name, Willie?
Yes.
I'm going to tell you this once, okay, Willie? You go near her, you call her, you step anywhere close to her, and I'll run you in a circle. You understand me?
Listen, I'm from
Oklahoma. No, I don't listen to you. You don't call me up and tell me what's going on with my girlfriend and my life, okay?
Listen, I'm from Ozone Park, okay? I know some people, too.
Really?
Yeah, really.
All right, what do you want? You want to have our people meet now? Want to have a sit-down lunch? Well, what do you want? I don't care who you know or what you think you know. You don't know me.
Dude, your girlfriend's a hot piece of ass.
You know what? I'll tell you what. I'm going to find out who you are, okay? I'll find out who you are, you scumbag. You call me up and you talk to me about my girlfriend like this? You have the balls to call me up and tell me my girlfriend's a piece of ass?
She wants her stuff back, by the way.
She wants her stuff back? I'll tell you what, Willie. Why don't you come pick it up for her? How's that?
That sounds like a plan. Where do you live?
Piece of shit. Why don't you find out from her where I live?
Where you live?
Right? You're her big pal now. Come here and pick up her stuff. I'll give you her baseball bat. That's what I'll give you.
I think I'll do that. I need some new action for the summer.
You piece of
She obviously is not in love with you anymore, man.
You want you're going to call me up and bust my balls like this?
Or she wants to see about other people. I don't care. I don't mind sharing.
Who do you think you are?
So we can't both see her?
Yeah. Wait. I think I know you.
Who am I?
You son of a bitch.
What are you talking about?
You said Scary Cat, aren't you? This is Z100, isn't it?
This is a phone tap, my
you
friend.
You son of a bitch. You son of a bitch. Let me ask you, you think you're funny? You're the f***ing weasel. You do that birthday s***, right? Right? I know you. You think you're really funny, don't you?
Terry.
Hey,
tell you something.
Jimmy. Hey, Jimmy. Calm down, okay?
No, bullshit. Oh, you're here too? You're part of this?
Jimmy.
Oh, no. Let me tell you something. I know where you work, you son of a bitch. I know where you work. I went to that concert with her last week, that Michelle Branch thing you put on.
Right.
Yeah. And you think you're funny. You call me up and give me a heart attack like this? I just care. You and I will talk about this later. But you know what? You're a scumbag.
Hey, Jimmy.
Life. You call me
Jimmy,
up in the middle of the day, and you're like, shut up, will you please? You give me a heart attack in the middle of the day because you think it's a joke. You play games with people's lives? Let me tell you something, you I'm going to come down and I'm going to break your neck.
In all honesty, Jimmy, it was her idea. She actually emailed us. I'll read you the email.
Oh, you're going to blame my girlfriend now, you big man? Oh, you big, big, funny, ha-ha radio guy? You're going to blame my girlfriend?
We're not going to air it, bro. We're not going to air it.
You're not going to air anything because I'm going to come down and I'm going to mop the floor with you, you lowlife.
Dude, I swear to God, she called us like 7 times. She wanted us to do this. I was at my studio and I was actually sitting here.
Oh, you're big Mr. Innocent now. You're big Mr. Innocent. Oh, I play games with people's lives, but hey, it's not my fault. Oh, I got no responsibility. You
Jimmy,
scumbag.
He's right. Jimmy, it was my idea.
You know, maybe my girlfriend and I were having real trouble. You know that?
I don't know that. I can only know the email that she sent me, okay? That we received.
Yeah, I know, but you know what? Maybe you should do a little homework. Maybe you should try and find out.
Jimmy.
You said right. Did you? Terry, shut up. You said you're right.
Jimmy, I think you're getting a little out of hand over this. Come on.
Hey, listen, guys, listen. In all honesty, Jim, and I swear, I'm talking to you from the heart, bro. We sit here.
I'm going to tear your f***ing heart out of your chest, bro, okay? I'm not your bro.
I apologize. We're not going to air
apologize.
This.
Yeah.
We won't even
you know
air
what?
This. We wanted to send you guys to a concert.
Oh, f*** you and your concert. What, that's supposed to make up to me now?
No, but that's
to
part
make
of the
me happy
that's,
now?
That's part of the deal. I mean, this is, listen, let me tell you something. This is Elvis's show, and
then go get an Elvis then, because I want to talk to someone with some authority, not some little weasel like you. You know what? If I were you, I'd find a nice little sales job someplace, because you're not safe. Oh, hey, we got an email. Hey,
Jimmy, would you just shut up?
She sent me an email. Bro, hey, bro. You take
Gary, I am so sorry about this.
My God.
You're
playing games with people in New York City. There's millions of people here, and you never know who you're dealing with.
It was my idea. Because I think that you're just a little bit jealous, and I thought it might be a way to point it out to you.
This is your way of pointing out to me that I'm jealous by making me more jealous? What the f*** is wrong with you? What are you thinking? Hey, I don't think you can swim. Here, let me throw you in a pool to see if I'm right. What the hell's the matter with you?
Hello?
Hello?
Who's this?
This is Elvis. Who's this?
This is
Terry. Elvis, I am so sorry about this. He just went off.
Okay, well, hold on a second. No, what happened? Who are you? You guys are doing a phone tap?
Yeah.
Doing one of your stupid phone calls for me, and, you know, this little weasel butts his face into my life in the middle of the afternoon one day out of nowhere and starts telling me he's sleeping with my girlfriend, telling me my relationship is over.
Okay,
I want to kill him.
Okay, well,
I want to come down there, and I want to kill him.
Hold on. What's your name? Jimmy?
He's Jim. I set this up. My name's Terry. I'm the one who set this. I set the whole thing up. Like, he's going off on Scary. It's not Scary, you know? I mean, I'm the one.
No, Terry. It is Scary.
Can you hold on one second?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hold on one second. What has he said to you?
He's made some serious threats.
Like, what did he say?
He's saying that he's going to wipe the floors with me. He's going to rip my heart out of my chest. I better have security. He was here for the Michelle Branch thing last week with his girlfriend, the two of them. He knows where the studios are, everything.
He knows where we are?
Yes, he was in here with you.
All right. Hold on. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
I'm sorry about that. So, Jimmy, Scary says you made some threats against him.
Threats?
Yeah.
What are you going to call your lawyer now? It's going to be too late.
Did you make some physical threats against Scary?
Who, me? No. You know what, Elvis? You take your best shot if you got it on tape. If you don't, I said nothing.
Terry wanted to play a joke on you.
And it was my idea.
She sent us an email. So, I mean, no offense, but, I mean, she instigated the whole thing. So if you want to be mad at someone, maybe you should be mad at Terry.
So first of all, don't you start this too, Elvis. Don't tell me who I should be mad at. But I don't think that this little weasel should be calling people up and playing games and going, hey, it's not my fault. Hey, they called me. Me. You know what? No one takes any responsibility. He's going to pay for what he does.
He's going to pay how?
I'm going to tell you one thing. You better triple team him, okay?
What do you mean by that? Hold on a second. What do you mean by that? What do you mean by that?
Three 500-pound guys on him.
Let's just calm down, okay? I know that you don't mean any of this.
He doesn't. He's just, it's all talk.
You don't think so.
Jimmy, do me a favor. Repeat after me. Scary, you've been phone tapped. You've been phone tapped.
This is not funny.
Well, hold on, get Jimmy back on the line. Jimmy, is there anything you want to say to Scary?
I love you. I'm gonna come get you. I know where you are.
That's Terry and Jimmy, everyone. Terry and Jimmy.
Just had.
The Elvis Duran phone tap.
This phone tap was pre-recorded with permission granted by all.